Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Yep, and I want to say thank you, by the way, to Teddy Graham, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Teddy Graham contributing $10 a month to the AMP program to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the United States. We've got over 205. I think we're at also 206. And I keep forgetting to welcome our new station in the first hour. I need to do that tomorrow night, I guess, because we're already into hour number two. But we've got new stations coming on board, which is great. And it's thanks to listeners like Teddy Graham for joining the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com and helping us spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we can on broadcast radio. Of course, we're on the Internet as well, but we like to focus on getting the show on radio stations because, well, it's easier to reach new people. Because on the Internet, somebody has to look for you to find you. But on the, you know, on radio, people are, you know, scanning through the band or they're listening to talk radio and they come across us more often that way. So I think it's important. And so does Teddy Graham. So you can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com and get some cool perks, some bennies for joining up that are exclusive only to Free Talk Live supporters. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So, back to the story, which is not good news, but we do have some good news coming up about psychedelic mushrooms being legalized in yet another place in the United States. But first, the bad news about the Utah lewdness law being upheld by a judge refusing to overturn part of it in a case involving Tilly Buchanan, who is a mom. Actually, in this case, she's a stepmom, who was topless in her own home after having done some painting. They were hot from, you know, doing painting during the summertime, and they decided to strip down to, you know, be topless to cool down and change out their clothes or whatever, and they did so in front of the three stepchildren that were in the home at the time. The stepmom made a statement to the stepchildren like, "Hey, this shouldn't be unusual. This shouldn't be weird. This should just be normal." And I'm paraphrasing. But apparently that didn't stop them from going home and telling their other mom, their biological mother, and presumably biological mommy is mad about the fact that stepmom is with her husband or ex-husband or whatever. And so she contacted the so-called Children Protective Services or whatever. They've got different names in every state, but the bureaucrats who get involved in
the axis of evil,
yeah,
whatever they call it there.
Yeah, the bureaucrats who steal people's children from them. And they came and they arrested this lady, and she is now facing up to a decade in prison over this.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. It wasn't immediately clear whether Ms. Buchanan would appeal the ruling. This story from TheGuardian.com. If she does not, her misdemeanor charges will move ahead to trial. If convicted, she could face jail time. I'm sorry, I misread this. She could face jail time and be forced to register as a sex offender for 10 years.
Wait, what?
But that's still pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because sex offender registry status is by no means an easy situation.
This is exactly what is so ridiculous about the sex offender lists. They're literally, most of the people on these sex offender lists have never actually harmed anybody.
Right. You'd think that if you're on the sex offender list, you'd have to actually rape somebody, but no.
Right. It's... man.
No, just being topless in your own home is enough to get you lewdness charges to lead to a decade's worth of sex offender registry, which usually means what? You can't live nearby a school.
Nope.
You can't, like,
playground.
Be nearby a school.
Yeah.
Playground. This...
Yep. I mean, most.
I hope that judge falls down a well.
It's actually insane because in a lot of places, it's so bad. Once you are on that sex offender list, you basically can't live in the city at all. There's just too many schools and playgrounds and so on and different things that you're banned from being within a certain distance of, mm-hmm. that there is nowhere to live.
Yeah, as things got taller, things get closer together because you have more people packed into a smaller area. And so, yeah, it's, they're like Miami, my understanding is there's like one bridge and all the sex offenders live under this one bridge.
Yep, because that's the only place they can live legally.
Right. It's absolutely ridiculous and insane. And it's like how this can be constitutional. I don't think it is, but...
I mean, take the dangerous ones and shoot them, and then if they just, you know, let their kids see their boobs, then just forget it.
Yeah, the problem is they're gonna argue that these the people like her are dangerous, and you want to shoot her?
Yeah, I would say the judge is dangerous.
And
the cop and the evil non-stepmother.
The judge in this case is Kara Pettit, who sided with prosecutors.
A woman?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. Arguing that lewdness is commonly understood to include women's breasts in American society, judges should not second guess what lawmakers have decided is lewd conduct, wrote the judge. So she's saying, well, our lawmakers have said this is lewd, so that's... It's lewd.
Is lewdness actually defined? Now, that's the next.
Oh, I'm sure it is. You just have to pull up the legalese, and it'll tell you some ridiculous definition.
If a judge can second guess it, it would suggest that it's not being defined.
She's saying she's not going to second guess.
Yeah, so if it was undefined, then she wouldn't be second guessing them by saying that it doesn't include boobs. The only way she would be second guessing it. Guessing them as if they said it included boobs and she said no, it doesn't.
Right.
So I assume there has to be some definition in law, but who knows? It's all nonsense with that stuff.
Yeah, it totally is, and it's tragic because now this woman is facing potential jail time. Her charges will go forward. They also bring up the topless Free the Nipple campaigns in this particular story, which we've been following somewhat closely here on Free Talk Live, given that we actually had Topless Tuesdays many years ago here in Keene that you were involved with. I was also present for one of them.
I didn't organize it, but...
Nope, but you were there as a supporter, as was I. And there's still people talking about that to this day.
Oh, yeah.
And then some women actually went out and violated some topless ordinances. Now, just to be clear, in Keene, it was not illegal to be topless.
Yeah, they arrested Cassidy for it once, and they had to drop charges because she didn't break the law.
Yeah, not only did they drop the charges, they apologized in that case, which was particularly noteworthy.
Right? Great, that they had to drop the charges on you. Like, apologize. Yeah,
it wasn't me.
Like, sorry, I wasn't trying to suggest it was.
And of course, I've got a case going on where I too was arrested for an act that is not illegal. Which was, I was a felon in possession of a garden tool.
Right, yeah.
So they brought the charges, and I demanded a probable cause hearing, and they dropped the charges because they didn't have probable cause. So they brought the charges
again.
Back, and I demanded a suppression hearing because they have no right to seize the machete because it wasn't evidence of a crime. So they dropped the charges.
Right.
So then I went, my last trip to court was to get my machete back, and more importantly, get the written order from the judge saying give him his machete back, which is pretty good proof I'm legally entitled to have it. But now there's another issue, which is I've had two public defenders, and they're charging me $800 for each of them. So
for charges
for
that
the
have been
privilege
dropped.
Of being falsely arrested twice, being maliciously prosecuted by a corrupt prosecutor twice, they want $1,600.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to give it to them. I'm going to tell them, well, you just throw me in jail for as long as you're comfortable jailing an innocent scumbag.
They already jailed you, so what do you...
Yeah, I already did 2 days.
Do you get credit? Are they going to give you credit for that?
That's $300 credit
right there. I'm certainly going to demand credit for it. Whether or not they'll give it to me, I don't know.
And then what about compensation for the wrongful arrest in the first place?
Well, that's the thing, is I don't have the money to hire a lawyer, and I haven't found anybody interested in representing me, so I'm not going to get any compensation. I'm just screwed.
You're screwed out of all the time, too.
If you have enough money to screw to sue the state, maybe you can get a modicum of justice. But I don't have any money, and I can't afford any justice.
Have you reached out to the ACLU of New Hampshire about this?
No, actually I haven't. I've tried to reach out to them on things before. I've never been able to get a response.
You never know what's going to ding them, you know, what's going to
pique
their interest. But it wouldn't hurt. I mean, you are a supporter. You went to their dinner last year. So.
I mean, I wouldn't count that as mattering, but...
Well, he's a supporter. Yeah. There's more coming up here. I mean, that counts if you're looking at a case that's not so great and another case that's... Well, anyway, more coming up.
Yeah. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. kids, join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Coming up, we'll talk about facial recognition in China and how the this new fear-mongering surrounding this coronavirus flu thing is kind of flummoxing their facial recognition plans. So we'll share that coming up here. Chris has that story on the way. Plus, local.bitcoin.com launched over the summertime, and it is a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. Trading? You can trade to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods, and there's no identification requirement to sign up for the site. Go to local.bitcoin.com to get started there. Buy and sell Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. So you can bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about this woman who is facing jail time and a decade on the sex offender list in the state of Utah for the simple act of being topless in her own home. Well, it turns out that doing that, probably if you were by yourself, wouldn't be illegal, but because there were young people there, not her children, but stepchildren of hers were in the home at the time, and they saw her topless. They told their mother, and their mom went to the police and Child Protective Services. So it was defined as so-called lewd behavior, and in an initial hearing, a judge has decided that it will go to trial. That is not going to. The case will not be kicked out. It will not be dismissed. So we will see, you know, how this develops. If you are paying closer attention and you get an update before we share it with you, feel free to reach out to us and let us know. Now, I did say there was some good news, right? Because we've had the bad news: Phoenix Jones arrested for selling drugs. Bad news with this mom going possibly to jail for being topless in her own home. But finally, a little bit of good news for you out of California. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of good news that comes out of California. It's not a freedom-friendly place. It's, I think, number 49 on the list of the 50 freest states.
The good news will come when it falls into the ocean.
Yeah, indeed. But there is a little bit here, and this is actually pretty encouraging. And that is in Santa Cruz, where we used to have a radio affiliate. But we don't these days. A new resolution has been passed to decriminalize the use of psychedelic mushrooms. The City Council of Santa Cruz voted unanimously. So not a single dissenting vote this week on Tuesday to approve a measure that will make investigation and arrest for, quote, the adult possession, use, or cultivation of psychoactive plants and fungi a low priority infraction by law enforcement.
Okay.
So that's not just mushrooms. That's
great news.
That's cannabis. That's what's the cactus?
Peyote.
Peyote. Thank you. That's peyote. Any sort of plant that could be used for altering one's state of consciousness would fall underneath, or whatever naturally growing, because fungi isn't a plant, but you know, whatever naturally growing plant or fungi is now the lowest possible law enforcement priority. It is a simple infraction. Councilmember Chris Crone told ABC News in a statement, quote, this council initiative is part of a diversity of strategies taking care of mental health in our community. This resolution ensures that only people 21 and over have access to these plants, and the council has given direction to our police department to make it a low priority infraction. Now, I imagine they go into this later, but yes, this is not the first city to do this. Actually, it was Denver that did it via ballot measure, and then Oakland, California also passed a similar ordinance last year, which we reported on here. The Oakland City Council also passed the measure unanimously after having heard from multiple people speaking to the City Council and explaining to them the amazing effects that they've had by taking psychedelic mushrooms in their lives.
It can be amazing for depression. They did depression studies at Johns Hopkins with mushrooms. Quitting smoking is a big deal. Again, Johns Hopkins did a study where they did cognitive behavioral therapy with people who were tripping on mushrooms. The normal quit smoking thing. They did three sessions There was a first one, then 2 weeks later there was a second one, and I think they waited 4 weeks for the third one, and they had, like, in the 90s of percentage, something like 90% managed to quit smoking from that.
That's amazing.
For whatever time period they followed them. And quitting smoking, I can tell you from experience, is a hard thing to do.
You still haven't done it yourself.
Well, I mean, I still vape.
Mm-hmm. Are you quit on cigarettes? Because you were doing like 1 to 3 per day, weren't you?
Yeah, I haven't been doing that lately.
Good for you.
Yeah, I haven't been smoking at all.
Cool. Have you been coughing
might
less?
In a social situation where it was like, oh, I want to talk to some girl and she's standing there smoking a cigarette, but other than that, meh.
So, according to the story here, the council member Chris Crone said also, quote, entheogenic plants offer many in our community a way out of the addictive pharmaceuticals known as opioids. People mm-hmm. came forward at last night's meeting telling of the beneficial effects of how these plants changed their lives, unquote. Another council member who voted on the measure, Drew Glover, explained that cultures around the world have long, quote, respected entheogenic plants and fungi for providing healing, knowledge, creativity, and spiritual connection with nature. They said further, quote, with the passing of this resolution, Santa Cruz has taken an important step in acknowledging the impact the war on drugs has had on communities, while at the same time giving people the liberty to choose how to address their medical needs, providing a potent tool to address issues like PTSD, addiction, and depression, unquote. And this is from a city council member.
Yeah. It's amazing when a politician opens his mouth and something true comes out.
Yeah.
It's just it's confusing for me. It's like, how do you get truth in his mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe this guy took some mushrooms at some time in his past and somehow ended up getting on the city council. But again, the fact that it was unanimous really goes to show that the folks who came in to testify about this were persuasive, that they told their story in a way that was unquestionable and got these people on board to back this up. So kudos.
Yeah.
To Santa
it's
Cruz.
It's truly amazing.
Now, the question is, when can we, reproduce this out east here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, right.
No one, unfortunately, I don't believe, sponsored legislation like this year, but it should happen.
So
it really should.
I don't know if you guys heard, but the Senate passed the bill that we spoke
about. The DCRIM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, so now it's up to my opponent whether or not to...
Wait, the Senate passed it or the Senate?
The Senate passed it.
The Senate passed it.
The Senate passed it, I believe, is what I read. And it was
interesting.
For a bill. And I only read the headline, so I don't know the details.
All right. I'll see if we can find out more about that as well. That's good news. You can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about shrooms, maybe they've had a positive effect on your life. You're welcome to share your experience with us. 855-453. And where's next? If it's Oakland, Santa Cruz, is it going to be more California cities? I know I heard that I think it was Oregon was working on a ballot measure, I think. But it was Washington State, one of those two. So if you've got an update and something's happening with shrewd decriminalization happening apparently next after cannabis, and I support it.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a key witness in the House Democrats' partisan impeachment inquiry,
was fired from the National Security Council and escorted out of the White House on Friday. President Trump is cheering the latest jobs figure that shows the United States added 225,000 jobs in the month of January. The president, talking in North Carolina, says his administration is working hard to improve an already strong economy.
Together we're building the most inclusive economy and the most inclusive society ever to exist. We're fighting for great jobs, great education, safe homes, and a limitless future.
The National Transportation Safety Board says there was no evidence of engine failure in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we will tell you about the facial recognition system in China and how the current situation with the Novavirus, or whatever it's called, the coronavirus, is causing issues, because now people are supposed to be wearing masks, but they're also supposed to be showing their face. So you've got kind of a strange legal situation. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Also, want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet, which we found a bug. The other day,
really?
You and I, Chris, you were there for it.
Oh,
actually,
yes,
it was you who,
yes,
who
yeah,
found it.
Yeah, right. I did.
we were testing out something new from AnyPay, which I'm not going to talk about yet. What we were testing. But we found a bug. It was a minor one that won't affect very many people, but it would affect those with multiple wallets of the same cryptocurrency type in Edge. Because in Edge Wallet, you can have, like, if you want to have Bitcoin Cash address one for, or wallet one for your personal use, and Bitcoin Cash address B, or whatever wallet B, for your business use, you can have that within Edge. It's no problem. And you have a situation like that in your Edge, Chris.
Absolutely.
And so we were trying to make a payment to this new AnyPay thing that we, again, can't tell you about. But it was pulling up the wrong wallet by default, and it wasn't letting us select.
It was kind of funny because it was pulling up a wallet with nothing in it.
Right, that was what was frustrating about it.
So
you had one wallet that had money, that had Bitcoin Cash in it, and the other one didn't.
And I couldn't even select a different wallet.
Right, so I actually sent them the report about that. They've got a great support system, and within the next day, I think, the next morning, they shot an email back saying they were able to reproduce the bug, and
yeah,
they were going to get right on it.
They were quick to respond.
Yeah, so glad to see that. They do a great job over there at Edge. Check them out, Edge Wallet. You can go to edge.app, learn how you can secure your freedom and buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies in Edge Wallet. They've got Bitcoin BTC support, of course, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, even Bitcoin SV, Ripple, Stellar, and Monero, and others. Get on over to Edge Wallet's app. Just download it from the iOS or Android app stores, or go to edge.app to learn more about the technology behind Edge. That's E-D-G-E, edge.app. So just a quick correction here. It's understandable, Chris, that you would have thought that the bill that you thought had been passed by the Senate was the same bill, because there's like seven different decrim slash medical slash non-medical cannabis related, drug related bills in the system for this year.
I'll tell you what I read. So I like I said, I skimmed the headline and that was it.
Right.
And so it was way off. New Hampshire Senate passes passes medical cannabis home grow bill. Wait, is that not the same?
Yeah, so this one is.
So it did say home grow in it, so I'm not losing my mind here. At least it did have.
Yeah, it is about
home grow. It does have home grow in it, and that was the bill that we spoke on.
No, it was not. The bill that we spoke on was a decriminalization bill.
I thought it was decrim and home grow.
That's correct. It would make it so it is no longer a crime to grow your own cannabis at home.
Okay,
it's
so
the bill that you're talking about.
There were two home grow bills then.
But it would also decriminalize, it also increased the decriminalization.
So there's several bills have to do with various levels of decrim and such. So the two bills you're confusing, the one we went and testified on, there's video of nobody and me a bunch of other people, like 17 people or whatever, testifying in favor of only one person testified against.
Yeah.
That was a bill that would, for all people over the age of 21 and over in New Hampshire, would further decriminalize, meaning right now they had decrim back in 2017, that was the first decriminalization that happened that made it so it was only a violation instead of an arrestable misdemeanor to possess less than 3/4 of an ounce or less than 5 grams of concentrate, or 300 milligrams, I think, of edibles. Anyway, so they had all these arbitrary limits, and they said, okay, now it's just a violation for somebody to possess these things. If this bill goes through this year that you're talking about, the one that we went to testify on, it would make that no longer a violation to possess that amount, but completely unactionable. The police could not confiscate. They could not stop you for it. They could not do anything about it if this passes. That's the one we testified on, and that's the one that's still sitting in the House. So the full House has not yet voted on that. The one that you're getting the news about is a different bill. That one is SB 420, which is a great number for such a bill. But the bill that you're talking about is specific to patients and caregivers doing therapeutic cannabis growing. That's what
passed the Senate. Grow only for medical marijuana.
Therapy, for medical purposes.
Okay, I understand.
But the bill that we testified on would allow for home grow for anybody 21 and up.
Yep.
Some number of plants.
Yeah, this is why I was confused.
Or something.
I didn't know. So I knew there were some medical things going on as well, but I did not know they were also involved home grow. And so I read the headline and I read something about home grow.
Home grow, you figured it was the same.
Yeah, I assumed it was the one that we went and testified on. But
yeah, so you've got that one. You've got
still
the two.
Good news, but not what I was thinking it was.
There's a couple other ones that are kind of interesting. There's one of them that is just another Senate bill that allows qualifying patients to access all of the treatment centers under the current medical law, because in New Hampshire, their medical bill was kind of crappy.
That was awful.
Back when it first passed. Mm-hmm. And one of the restrictions is there's only like four, I think, maybe five now, but four or five locations for these therapeutic clinics, right, where you can go and get your medical cannabis legally. And so some arbitrary, panel decided to award these licenses to two or three different companies, and they opened up these sort of monopolistic centers because they have a territorial monopoly over the certain number of people in that area. So if you got sick and you got a doctor's note to get cannabis, you would have to drive all the way to Lebanon to go an hour north just to go shopping at this store. It doesn't matter how sick you are. You know, you gotta go up there.
Yep.
Or I guess you can have a caregiver do it for you. Now they're talking about if this bill passes, it'll allow you to go to any of the stores.
Oh,
so
okay.
to actually give patients a choice.
It very much reminds me of what happened in New Jersey when they passed something similar, and it was like, okay, so they passed it, and mind you, I think it was years before it got implemented, and I don't even know if it ever did, but I remember it was just, it was terrible because it was like, I was living in Farmington at the time, I think it was, and there was nothing around me. Like, I wasn't in a major city, so I would have had to drive, you know, I mean, assuming I needed medical care, I don't, but had I would have had to drive probably about an hour to get to some sort of dispensary.
Yeah. Inconvenient.
When will these fools learn to just mind their own business?
They don't understand it. That's just not what they do. They're lawmakers. They feel like it's their job to make more of these damn things. That's why there's 900-plus proposed legislation every single year here in New Hampshire for these poor volunteers. I mean, God, let's bless them for doing it, but the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they do an amazing job taking on all 900 bills and trying to read all of them and vote on, you know, like read the bill, try to determine whether or not it hurts freedom or it helps freedom, and give it a rating.
Yeah.
And then they give ratings out to the state reps and suggest, hey, you ought to vote this way or that way.
I have to wonder.
It's
like,
quite a task.
I mean, 900 for New Hampshire is a small state. I have to wonder what it's like for
other states.
California or New York.
I don't know because there are fewer reps there.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
Like here, there's 400 some reps, so 900 bills is really only a couple bills for every rep.
Having a larger committee though does not generally mean that you can deal with items faster.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, quite the opposite. The larger your committee gets, quite often the less it will do because everybody has to get their word in on everything.
Mm. Well, in this case, you don't get to get your word in on everything because there's hearings that are happening simultaneously. Because every bill in New Hampshire, one of the things that sets it apart from what I'm told, is that every bill gets a hearing, a public hearing. It's guaranteed to be a public hearing. So no matter how unsupported the bill is, as long as it's got a sponsor and a co-sponsor or whatever. Actually, I think it only needs a sponsor. As long as it's got a sponsor, it'll get a hearing, which is why Dick Marple's bills got hearings and nobody came to speak in favor of him. Rest in peace.
Yeah, every time we go to these bills, I always notice that the people who oftentimes the people who are sponsoring, they can't even make the hearing because they're on another committee.
They're somewhere else.
And the bill that they proposed that's having a hearing now, and so somebody else comes and speaks on it.
I got to say, that's one thing that I think the Mariana Islands have over New Hampshire, from what I've seen so far, is the people on the islands are supposed to be lazy, and so the politicians are also lazy, and so they don't file jack squat as far as bills are concerned. There's literally like two dozen bills in there for 2020 compared to like 900 of them here.
But I mean, you're talking about a much smaller population, too.
Yeah, but still, way less to do.
Yeah,
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that is where you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us as we are broadcasting in a reduced capacity tonight due to some major internet outages up here in the Northeast, but luckily we've got backup internet. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Also, I do want you to know about Divi. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. In fact, Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. We were kind of just kind of overviewing some of the interesting bills that are possibly going to change the face of cannabis criminalization or legalization here in New Hampshire in 2020. The bill for the decriminalization, the further decriminalization, so taking the existing decriminalization and going further with it, allowing average 21 and up people to just simply possess an arbitrary amount of cannabis under 3/4 of an ounce or less than 5 grams of concentrate, and I believe 300 milligrams of edibles. That was the current status when we went to testify on it, and I don't know if they've changed that, because one of the things I pointed out in my testimony was that 300 milligrams is not a whole lot as far as edibles are concerned, and they should consider adding another zero or getting rid of the limits altogether on that. So maybe we're going to see an amendment, because there was at least one state rep there that was pretty friendly, it seemed, towards what we were saying to them. So, you know, it'll be interesting. One of the things that was really interesting about that hearing, and I don't think, did we all discuss that at all? I don't think we really covered that on the air. I think I might have mentioned it. But one of the things that was really exciting about that hearing was that the police were nowhere to be found. And that is, to me, the biggest evidence that they are giving up the ghost on this one.
No, I think they, and signed, but they didn't speak on it.
One did.
Yeah.
One came and signed the blue sheet against the bill and was the only signer against the bill of all the dozens, you know, a couple dozen signatures.
I think there was like one person of 17 that was sort of against it, but other than that,
you mean the speakers?
Kind of haphazard. Yeah, speakers.
There was one who was against it.
A police officer.
Yeah, she was from what they call New Futures. It's basically a prohibitionist activist group.
Okay.
In New Hampshire.
She didn't seem like it's kind of interesting because she didn't sound like she wasn't like really all over being.
She sounded defeated. She sounded like she knew it was going to happen.
She sounded defeated,
and she wanted to. When they change into that mode, they go into the mode of, well, if you're going to do this, you need to do it this way, and then they, you know, suggest restrictions and things like that.
Yeah. Well, it's about time the busybodies started feeling defeated.
Yeah,
instead of the rest of us feeling defeated.
Right, because this has been going on for as long as we've lived here. We've been at these hearings for more than a decade. Just watching as these bureaucrats try to figure this stuff out.
I will have to say, things are getting better. We have had some positive legalization or pseudo-legalization occur in the past couple of years. So it's been, you know, a long time in coming, but it is happening.
Okay, so there was an amendment on this, apparently, and I'm not sure what that was, but whatever it was, the committee did vote to pass 13-7, ought to pass on the bill as amended. So that sounds like it's a positive development. It'll then go to the full House, and it will likely pass the full House because decriminalization measures have done very, very well, with over 90% of the House voting for them in previous years.
I'm surprised it was only 13-7, though. I was actually kind of thinking it would even be higher than
I
that.
I am, too. I'd like to find out who voted against it and give them a call.
Yeah, like, why did you not vote in favor of this?
So, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Now, of course, it will go, if it gets through the Senate and the House, it then has to go to the governor, and he will not sign legalization, but he did sign decrim the first time. So the idea here is, well, if you support decrim, governor, here's another decrim bill.
Yeah, and it's interesting that here it was a Democrat who steadfastly refused any kind of liberty on the cannabis issue. That was the evil Maggie Hassan.
Yeah, right.
Was
even worse
and
than what we
it
got now.
Was a Republican who actually signed it. So, you know,
New Hampshire is very different than other states. I feel it's the different parties and the people running are just not what you would normally expect from a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much that story. If you want to comment, join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, there's no doubt, I think, that the movement, the migration here has had an impact.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, we have state representatives who are real libertarians that are, you know, they're not registered as libertarians because you can't be, but they're running as Republicans or Democrats to get into the state house, and they have gotten into the state house, and they have made an impact. The bill in question actually was sponsored by a free stater.
That doesn't surprise me.
Carol is her name. I forget her last name at the moment, but she was the one who was there to introduced the bill. She's on like her fifth term in office, so she's been a state representative for most of a decade at this point. So some of these folks, not only do they get elected, but they get reelected and reelected and reelected.
Yep.
So clearly people are happy with their choices, even though they're free staters.
Hey, oh my God.
You know?
I think there's a lot. I think we have a minority of people who are like backlashing against it. They're just vocal, and in the real world, it's, you know, most of the people
and a lot of them are gone. Susan DeBruce is gone. I hear
That's very true.
You know, most of our haters in Keene have left.
Very true.
That idiot across the street is gone.
He's been gone a couple years now.
Massachusetts, where he belongs.
Yeah. And there's a long history of that happening, of the haters springing up, making a bunch of noise, and then petering out. And some of them just disappearing completely.
Well, don't let the door hit you in the butt on your way out.
Yeah, exactly. And look, the more people that we can get to move here, the more success stories we will have, the more fruitless the efforts of the haters will be, the more frustrated and flustered will become mm-hmm. when they are seeing libertarians have more political success. And mm-hmm. and seeing bills like this, first of all, seeing some of their bad bills being stopped. So the governor, while he's bad on legalization, is good on protecting like gun rights. So he's done a good job on that.
Yeah, but and as
that's one of the reasons why I like him over Maggie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to give him props about that because I'm running against the guy, but I gotta give him points for being right on guns and sticking to his guns on the issue.
Yeah, And actually, it's, in my opinion, not a bad thing that he has rejected legalization.
Oh, this is an interesting perspective. I want to hear this.
Simply because legalization always comes along with regulations and taxation. There's another bill they're proposing this year, which would put a 9% tax on cannabis. If it goes through, it'll have it regulated by the state. And I don't want to see that happen.
If you want to see why socialism fails, look at the regulated states like Massachusetts,
California,
where if you're black, you can't go into the cannabis industry in Massachusetts because you're not going to get a license. You're not going to get permission.
Whoa, wait a minute.
You're not connected. Basically, when they regulate these things, the cool kids, the connected kids, get the licenses.
Oh, no. You must have missed the news, nobody. They made a special effort to give minority licenses first in Massachusetts.
Well, if you read about
if you were black, you get a preference.
Certain minorities, probably, right?
Yeah. Well, that actually, there's been a huge to-do about there, down there, because these licenses that were set aside for them aren't going through.
Really?
And some of them have been waiting for a year for their license, and they're not getting it.
Interesting.
You know?
Mm.
And I feel bad for them, even though they're trying to become the privileged people that will then operate as a cartel against the rest of us. And I continue to buy my weed
on the
black market when I actually buy weed.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper, but more importantly, I want to give my money to somebody who isn't blessed by the evil government.
It's not even that. It's that. Why would I want to contribute to being arrested and beat up and so on? Right.
Exactly. I mean, you're contributing to the delinquency of a government.
Yeah. I think you're right. The best solution is not to contribute. And if we can, you know, continue to use a black market or decrim but not
legalize,
tax, then that would be the ideal.
That would be ideal. And so that's why I actually while passing legalization would still be a better step in the right direction.
If he supports complete decrim, I'd rather have him do that than...
Right. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if he supports this new decrim bill and takes the next step there. So 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Hour number 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.